fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter, Happier. Sexual health, it's an important part of our overall health and well-being. Protecting yourself from sexually transmitted diseases is important for your health and if left untreated can cause issues such as infertility. It's also that time of year where thousands of young adults are finishing high school and venturing around the state to celebrate. Schoolies Week is inbound and hopefully we can learn a bit how to prepare a young person ready to celebrate their graduation. Today we're joined by Matthew Bacon to discuss all things sexual health and how you can practice sexual health. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us. First question off the bat, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your work around sexual health?
Sure. So as I said, my name is Matt. I've been working in sexual health for probably 4 or 5 years now across a few different organisations, including one that actually used to do sexual health education down at Leavers. I now work for the Department of Health, and within that team, I help to coordinate the STI portfolio. So to put it simply, I work in public health initiatives, trying to prevent the spread of STIs. And to do that, we usually use a variety of strategies, including both community education and support of workforce and other community organisations.
One large thing on your calendar each year, you've done a little bit of work for it before, it's Schoolies Week. School's over and everybody's ready to celebrate. What advice would you give to school leavers or maybe parents or guardians of school leavers ready to celebrate?
So probably the biggest piece of advice that I give to young people is to be prepared. So most of the time it can be somewhat embarrassing to pick up condoms and safer sex materials and supplies. But it's one of those things that I always tell people, it's better to have them on hand and not use them than to end up in a situation where you might need them and then not have them. For parents, it's a bit of a different conversation because really it's about having open and frank conversations with young people. I think everyone sort of has this idea that the young person's going to feel really uncomfortable in having this conversation, but usually it's actually our own worries. So I'd say with parents is just have really open and frank conversations with young people and see, sort of where the conversation leads.
It sounds easy enough, but I mean, in many circles, it may be a little bit questionable to have these frank conversations around the table. Do you have any advice to maybe start the conversation?
So usually we would hope that some of these conversations have started taking place before someone gets to year 12. Admittedly, that's not always the case. So it's always a good idea to try and lead these conversations in a space where there can be distractions. I find that usually in like a car on the way somewhere where you don't have to make direct eye contact can be a little bit easier. If there's a TV show or something on in the background that people can sort of divert their attention to, that can also help to facilitate some of these conversations. But more often than not, it's literally just trying to be as frank as possible and giving people and referring young people to either a reputable website or a place that you know they're going to get the right information if they don't feel comfortable accessing that information through you.
Yeah, right. That's fair enough and seems easy enough to do. I'll ask you a few questions around STIs themselves now. Can sexually transmitted infections be spread easily?
So the short answer to this is yes, they can be spread easily if you're not taking precautions like using condoms or using dental dams. The main reason for this, however, is just because STIs are common. I think everyone has this misconception that sort of their partner couldn't possibly have an STI, but they're rare, and because they're rare, they're unlikely to come in contact with them. That's just not the case. STIs are very common, and in young people in particular, there are quite high rates. So I think it's a really good habit to get into of making sure that every time you're using protection.
Most people aren't even aware they've got an STI because they aren't showing any symptoms if they've got one. Should people be getting tested for STIs if they're not showing symptoms?
Yeah, so by and large, STIs, the majority of them anyways, are asymptomatic, which means no symptoms. So people can often be living a very normal life, feel exactly as they always have, and not know that they're actually infectious for multiple STIs. So we do recommend getting regular testing. Now, for some people, that might be when they change a partner. For other people, they might decide that they want to commit to getting tested every 6 months or 12 months, sort of depending on how much risk they feel that they might be at of getting an STI. But the biggest thing that I say to people is that getting STI checks is like any other kind of health check. You know, you would get blood work done to see if you're vitamin A deficient. So why wouldn't you go get a blood test for sort of STIs or do a urine sample for STIs?
Some people might feel embarrassed about going to get tested. How can somebody overcome this? And where do you get tested? What privacy protection is there?
So this is probably one of the hardest questions to answer, just because it's very easy to tell people you don't need to be embarrassed, but telling someone to not be embarrassed and then actually feeling unembarrassed to do so is two very, very different things. One of the things that I do say that can help to lower embarrassment is to realize that, again, this is part of just a healthy life. It's something that you are doing to take care of not only yourself, but your partners. So it really, that's not something that you should be embarrassed about taking care of yourself. I've also had people say that they find going to sexual health testing clinics that sort of specialize in sexual health can lower embarrassment and this feeling of uncomfort, because it's, you can trust that all day, every day, these nurses and doctors are listening to people's sort of sex lives in terms of trying to assess what kind of risk people might be at for STIs. They hear about it all day, every day. There is absolutely nothing that you could tell these people that they wouldn't have heard before. And so sometimes knowing that you're going to a space that specializes in sexual health can be something you can do to help lower anxiety or uncomfort.
Okay, so it doesn't just have to be your regular GP who might know your history beforehand. You can head to a sexual health specific place to go and get your tests. And it's quite interesting that you were saying that nothing would have been new to these nurses and staff. So you can be hopefully completely open and free to tell them whatever you have to say. Finally, before I let you go, I was hoping we could quickly debunk a few myths that people may have heard over recent years or in throughout different cultures. If my pill or my partner is on the pill, I can't get an STI?
So I actually hear this a lot more than most people think I would hear it. The pill is a contraceptive, and the meaning of contraceptive is it prevents unwanted pregnancy. So it is not a protection against any STIs at all. Being on the pill does not stop chlamydia or gonorrhea. For something like that, you would need a barrier method of protection. So when I'm referring to a barrier method, I mean either a condom or a dental dam.
It sounds fair enough. And now moving on to the protection itself. Double the condom, double the protection?
Oh, please no. So not only is this not double the protection, it actually weakens and is worse off than just one condom. The reason for that being is that two layers of latex can cause quite a lot of friction, and friction is a condom's worst nightmare. It just means that they're more prone to breaking. So when using condoms, you want just one condom that fits appropriately, and you want to be using water-based lubricant as well, just to make sure that there isn't any friction building, which will increase the likelihood of a condom breaking.
Fair enough. And something maybe not so obvious, you can't get STIs if you don't have penetrative sex.
So what I will say to this one is any condomless sex can result in an STI. So some people may not include oral sex as sex, but in this situation, whether it's oral sex, anal sex, or vaginal sex, if you're not using protection, then you're at risk of STIs. A lot of infections like chlamydia and gonorrhea are actually localized. So in the same way that if you did a urine sample to get checked, that wouldn't pick up any oral infections. So you would need to have throat swabs as well. So it is one of those things that you do want to make sure you trust whatever the healthcare worker is that you're seeing for your testing, because having some of these conversations with them isn't about them being nosy. It's just them trying to be able to give you the best care. So I think it is really important to make sure you do find a healthcare worker that you trust, And like anything, once you sort of have done your first test, you realize that it's not as daunting as you sort of originally thought it might be.
Thanks so much for debunking a few of those sexual health myths for us and letting us know a few things surrounding schoolies and leavers and your work around sexual health today, Matthew. Thank you.
Not a problem at all.
Right there, from the Department of Health, it was Matthew Bacon talking all about sexual health in Western Australia, debunking a few myths you may or may not have known. And also, we're coming up to schoolies, where young adults all over the nation and within our states travel to party central areas to celebrate graduating high school. And just a few tips to maybe have a quick conversation with those young people about to go and celebrate.